الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من حرمها فقد حرم الخير كله ولا يحرم خيرها إلا محروم أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. Out of His infinite mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with opportunities. Every now and again, Allah blesses us with an opportunity to gain His proximity, His closeness, to secure His forgiveness, and to earn His blessings and His special mercies. Hence we find, before the month of Ramadan, Allah blesses us with the 15th night of Sha'ban, Laylatul Bara'ah, which is a night to earn the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. Then Allah blesses us with an entire month, a month in which we can earn the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, get the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then towards the end of the month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Each one of these nights are virtuous and are great and special. And within these 10 nights, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the night of Qadr, Laylatul Qadr, which is a night better than 1,000 months. Ulama explain that it equals to more than 80 years. If a person makes ibadat in this night, then he gets the sawab and the reward of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for such a long period of time. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Man hurimaha faqad hurima al-khayra kullah." That person who is deprived of this night of Qadr, then he is deprived of every good. وَلَا يُحْرَمُ خَيْرَهَا إِلَّا مَحْرُومٌ. And only a deprived person, an unfortunate person, is deprived of the khair and goodness of this night. So obviously, we need to capitalize on these opportunities. And we need to try and gain the closeness and proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whilst the night of Qadr could be any of the odd nights during the last 10 nights of Ramadan, so it could be the 21st, the 23rd, the 25th that have already passed. It could also be the 27th and the 29th. However, we find that there were many Sahaba radiallahu anhum, or there were certain Sahaba radiallahu anhum who were of the opinion that the night of Qadr is on the 27th night of Ramadan. And then further we find that there are certain ulama like Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah, Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, who have stated that when one of the odd nights coincides with a Friday night, a Thursday night, which in Islamically is a Friday night, Laylatul Jumu'ah, then most probably that will be Laylatul Qadr. So Allah blessed us this year that the 27th night of Ramadan is also Laylatul Jumu'ah, is also the night of Jumu'ah. Hence the opportunity or the possibility of Qadr is very high. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the tawfiq of capitalizing, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq of utilizing our time correctly on this night and gaining His very special mercies and His very special proximity. The Arabic poet very beautifully says, "Tawalla al-umru fi sahwin wa fi lahwin wa fi khusri," that my life has gone by. My life has gone by in negligence, in entertainment, and in failure. فَيَا ضَيْعَةَ مَا أَنْفَقْتُ فِي الْأَيَّامِ مِنْ عُمْرِي. Oh, How have I wasted my life? And how have I wasted the days of my life? وَمَا لِي فِي الَّذِي ضَيَّعْتُ مِنْ أُمْرِي مِنْ أُذْرِي. And I don't have any excuse. I don't have any excuse to present regarding that portion of my life that I have wasted in negligence and in being far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَا أَغْفَلَنَا عَنْ وَاجِبَاتِ الْحَمْدِ وَالشُّكْرِ. We are so negligent. We are so negligent from the demands and dictates of thankfulness and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us so much. Our whole life, Allah has favored us. From the time we were born, nay, before our birth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers us with His favor. Every split second, we are enjoying the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet, we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we live a life of negligence. In Urdu they say, namak haram. A person who's so ungrateful, that the person is favoring him, yet he is going against that person who is favoring him. This is exactly our condition with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously favors us. Yet, we use these same favors of Allah to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, in one dua, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أستغفرك للنعم التي تقويت بها على معصيتك. O Allah, I beg your forgiveness. I beg your forgiveness for those favors of yours, which I used to disobey you. You gave me the favor. For example, the favor of the eye. Such a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask a person who has lost his sight. What a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this is. But how we abuse this favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The favor of the tongue. What a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how we pollute our tongue with all types of wrong. And we use it in the wrong avenues. Like this, every other favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart that Allah blessed us with. The mind that Allah blessed us with. What a great miracle. And what a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we fill this mind and this heart with every type of filth. With every type of thought which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, this is being ungrateful to these favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, the poet says that I have been so negligent with regards to fulfilling the demands of the gratitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَمَا قَدْ خَصَّنَ اللَّهُ بِشَهْرٍ أَيَّمَا شَهْرٍ. Now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has specially given us a very special month, not an ordinary month, a very special month, a month, شَهْرًا أَنزَلَ الرَّحْمَانُ فِيهِ أَشْرَفَ الذِّكْرِ. A month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the most noble of speech, that is the Qur'an Majeed, which alhamdulillah we have been reciting, we have been listening to in the month of Ramadan. But at this point, let us understand that the Qur'an Majeed is not only for the month of Ramadan. Just as we were reciting the Qur'an Majeed, and we were listening to the Qur'an Majeed in the month of Ramadan, we need to make a resolution that no day of our life will pass out of Ramadan without us reciting the Qur'an Majeed. We have to build this very strong attachment with the Kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he goes on to say, وَهَلْ يُشْبِهُهُ شَهْرٌ وَفِيهِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. Is there any month that can resemble this month? Whereas this month has Laylatul Qadr, it has the night, the great night of Qadr in it. فَطُوبَى لِمْرِئٍ يَطْلُبُهَا فِي هَذِهِ الْعَشْرِ. That glad tidings to that person who looks and seeks for this month during the last 10 nights of Ramadan, who seeks this night during the last 10 nights of Ramadan. فَفِيهَا تَنزِلُ الْأَمْلَاكُ بِالْأَنْوَارِ وَالْبِرِّ. During this night, the malaika of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come down with special blessings and special nur from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal-birri, and special favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Qadr, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا. That malaika in general, and specifically Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, they descend on this night. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains to us that they come down, and all those people that are engaged in ibadat, then the malaika make special dua for those people. Imagine this pure creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the malaika, and they making dua for us. What a great virtue this is. وَقَدْ قَالَ سَلَامٌ هِيَ حَتَّى مَطْلَعِ الْفَجْرِ. And Allah says in the Quran Majeed that they make salam to them, they offer peace to them until the break of dawn, until Subah Sadiq, until the time of Fajr. For the entire night the Malaika make dua for us during this night. So now the poet says, أَلَا فَدَّخِرُوهَا إِنَّهَا مِنْ أَنْفَسِ الزُّخْرِ. That listen, take heed, appreciate and value this. Appreciate and value this night. Innaha min anfasi dhukhri. This is from the most priceless and the most valuable treasures and possessions that a person can have, is to value this night. Fakam min mu'taqin fiha min an-nari la yadri. How many people are they that are freed and emancipated from the fire of Jahannam on this night? And this person doesn't even realize that this is happening. So this is the value of this night. When Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if I find this night, what should I do? May Allah reward Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very pertinent questions. And these questions became a means of guidance for us, the ummah. And it gave us direction that what should we be doing on this night? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied to Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha that if you find this night, then you should recite this dua. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. O Allah, you are most forgiving. Allahumma innaka afuun. O Allah, you are most forgiving. Tuhibbul afwa. O Allah, you love to forgive. One is you are most forgiving, and then you love to forgive. Fa'afu anni. So O Allah, forgive me. Now alhamdulillah, we know this dua. We recite this dua as well. But let us recite this dua with this frame of mind, understanding the depths of the meaning of this dua. It is just not a simple wazifa, that we just take a tasbih and just read this wazifa. Rather, it's a very, very comprehensive dua. A very comprehensive dua. And if we keep the depths of the meaning of this dua in mind, and we recite this dua with this frame of mind, then inshallah, this night can create a revolution in our life. This night can be a changing point in our life. The first part, Allahumma innaka afuun. O Allah, you are all forgiving. This is a sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A quality of Allah, the quality of forgiveness. This quality of Allah is such a great quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such an outstanding quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That in the Asma'ul Husna, the subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are four names. Could be more, but minimum four names in the Asma'ul Husna that give the meaning of the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one is Al-Afu, which comes in this hadith and in this dua. Then Al-Ghafur, Al-Tawwab, Al-Ghaffar. So many different names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving the message that Allah is all forgiving. Then we find there are so many ayat of the Qur'an Majeed in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the same message. Allah says in one place, Nabbi ibadi anni anal ghafurur rahim. With so much of emphasis, in such a unique manner, Allah is instructing none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you, O the paragon of my creation, O the greatest, you inform my servants. Nabbi ibadi, inform who? Who you must inform? Inform ibadi, my servants. Allah is attributing us to Him. Like a father says, this is my son. All his children are his children. He's not implying that the other children are not his children. But that special son, that one special son, he says, this is my son. So Allah is saying, my servants, Nabbi ibadi, inform my servants. What must you inform them? What must I inform them? Anni anal ghafurur rahim. With so much of emphasis that indeed, I am the one who is most forgiving. I am the one who is most forgiving, the most merciful. So, like this, there are so many other ayat. وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ ذُ الرَّحْمَةِ. Your Rabb. Allah again is saying, your Rabb. Your Rabb is most forgiving. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ وَاسِعُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. Your Rabb is very, very broad and very spacious in His forgiving. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah forgives all sins. غَافِرِ الذَّنْبِ وَقَابِلِ التَّوْبِ. Allah is the one who forgives. Allah is the one who forgives sins. وَقَابِلِ التَّوْبِ. And Allah is the one who accepts the tawbah. And like this, so many other ayat of the Qur'an Majeed, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving. So therefore, The first part of this dua, Allahumma innaka afoon. O Allah, you are most forgiving. Now when we make this dua, then keep this in mind, that my Allah doesn't want to punish me. My Allah doesn't want to put me in Jahannam. Rather, my Allah wants to forgive me. The Allah wants to forgive. Allah is most forgiving. If there is a delay, then the delay is from my side. The delay is that I am not taking that step to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am not making that tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is ready to forgive. Then, not just ready to forgive. The next part is tuhibbul afwa. Oh Allah, you love to forgive. One is Allah's sifat and Allah's quality is that Allah forgives. But then further, one step further, not only does Allah forgive, but Allah loves to forgive. This is something that He loves to do, which means He does not love to punish. Allah doesn't like to punish. Allah doesn't want to punish us. Allah says in the Quran Majeed, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ. What will Allah get out of punishing you? In shakartum wa amantum, if you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah loves to forgive us. There are so many ahadith that explain this, this quality of Allah being happy to forgive His servants. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam explains, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ النَّهَارِ وَيَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِالنَّهَارِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ اللَّيْلِ. That during the day, during the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala waits anxiously. Allah is anxiously waiting that my servant that broke my commands during the day, my servant that sinned during the day, my servant that was disobedient during the day, at least at night now maybe he'll realize and he'll turn to me. Allah is waiting anxiously that when will my servant come back to me? And the same happens during the day. Allah waits anxiously that servant who broke my commands at night, he transgressed during the night, he spent his night in my disobedience. Allah waits during the day that when will the servant come back to me? A simple example to understand this is like a person. Recently we have witnessed a few prisoner releases in Palestine, in Syria, where prisoners were released after a long time, spending years in prison, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years in prison. And then when the family meets that person, how excited they get. Some of those people that came out from the prison, they even lost their mind. So there's no benefit. There's no benefit now in them. In fact, they will become a liability on the family. But the family is still so excited to meet them. At least our family member has come back. At least our family member has come back. There was no hope for this person to come back. And now this person has come back. More than the happiness of those family members is the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when His servant comes to Him. One of the pious of the past was walking in a gully, in an alley. And as he is walking, then he comes across a certain door. He hears a child screaming and crying. The door opens. And then the child is pushed out of the door. The child is pushed out of the door and the door is shut. The door is slammed. Now this child walks. The mother chased the child out of the house. The child walks down the street, down the alley. And after a little while, the child stops. The child ponders for a little while and then turns around, comes back to the same door. The door was locked. The door was not open. The child couldn't go in. The child lies down there at the doorstep and the child falls off to sleep. Now, he's waiting to see what's going to happen. Something very unique that's happening. So, after a little while, the door opens and the mother comes out and the mother hugs her child. She falls on her child. She hugs her child. The same child that she kicked out of the house. The same child that she chased out of the house. She hugs her child and she grabs her child. She kisses her child. And then she addresses her son and she says, Ya waladi, ayna tadhhabu anni? Oh my son, you're going to leave me, where are you going to go? Leaving me, where are you going to go? You walked out, you thought you could go somewhere else. وَمَنْ يُؤْوِيكَ سِوَايَ. Besides me, besides your mother, who else can give you shelter? And then she says to her child, that, oh my child, لَا تُحَمِّلْنِي بِمَعْصِيَتِكَ لِي عَلَىٰ خِلَافِ مَا جُبِلْتُ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ بِكْ وَالشَّفَقَةِ عَلَيْكَ وَإِرَادَتِي الْخَيْرَ لَكَ. That, oh my child, don't force me. Don't force me to go against my nature by disobeying me, by not listening to me. Don't force me to go against my nature. My nature is, I want to be good towards you. I want to show affection and kindness towards you. This is my nature. But you are, by disobeying me, you are forcing me to go against my nature. Now this is a mother. And the response of a mother, in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains to us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has more compassion, and more kindness, and more affection for His servants, than the compassion that a mother has for a child. So, it is the same, that when we are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, that don't force me to punish you. Don't force me to go against what I want to do. What I want to do is I want to be kind to you. I want to be merciful to you. I want to forgive you. But by you breaking my commands, by you disobeying me, you are forcing me to go against my nature of and what to do, to go against what I want to do for you and to be kind towards you. Therefore, this dua, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa. Now we make this dua with this frame of mind. Oh Allah, you love to forgive. More than that mother wants to forgive her child. More than the mother is waiting anxiously that my child that has gone away, my child must come back to me. More than that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for us to turn to Him. فَعَفُ عَنِّي. So Allah, you forgive me. Now with this fervor and this enthusiasm, we should be making this dua on this night, begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha on this night to make this dua, it shows that one of the main aspects during this night, and one of the very important things that a person should be doing on this night, is making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and specifically begging Allah for forgiveness. Begging Allah for His forgiveness. The fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised his wife, his very beloved wife, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, to make this dua, it means one of the highlights of this night is to secure the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. In fact, the entire month of Ramadan, a very important aspect during this month of Ramadan is to secure the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah dedicates the middle 10 days of Ramadan for forgiveness. And then we find that the very famous hadith where Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam cursed that person, بَعُدَ مَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانَ فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ. Woe be to that person. Cursed is that person who finds himself in the month of Ramadan and he is not forgiven. He does not secure his forgiveness. Why? Because there are so many opportunities for forgiveness during this night. And despite all these opportunities for forgiveness, this person still did not secure the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means there was no initiative whatsoever from his side. He was so negligent, he was so unmindful, he was so heedless, that there were so many opportunities for him to earn his forgiveness, yet he did not earn his forgiveness. On this curse of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, Ameen. We still have the last few days of Ramadan, and we have this great night for us to secure our forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we should beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us understand that we are all looking for success. We are all looking for a way out from our problems. The guaranteed recipe of success is to turn in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Majeed, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. That, O believers, together, all together, collectively, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. Beg the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. In securing your forgiveness, you will secure your success. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. You will be successful. Many problems that we face in life, in fact, most of the problems that we face in life, whether it be financial issues, whether it be breakup in relationships, whether it be any other type of problem, health-related problems, the solution is in turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mending our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We understand that when a person is disconnected, when he doesn't have connection, then how disastrous it can be for him. So, a person is not connected to the electricity grid. It is not receiving any electricity. There's load shedding, there's no electricity, no power coming. We understand the inconvenience, we understand the problem in it. If a person doesn't have cell phone reception, how inconvenient it becomes, how problematic it becomes for a person. So when we understand the harms of disconnection, more important than all these other connections is our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the most important connection that we need to cherish and we need to value, our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when this connection breaks, then this is something that we can never tolerate. We can never tolerate a disconnection in this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite mercy and grace, Allah blessed us with the opportunity to make tawbah and to reconnect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's so easy. It's so easy. As soon as we break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately, even in our heart at that time, with sincerity we say astaghfirullah, beg the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and immediately, automatically we reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has blessed us with this opportunity where there are more opportunities and there are more chances of us reconnecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through tawbah. Therefore, we should beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this night specifically, the remainder of Ramadan and throughout our life, we should make this our continuous habit to beg the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ulama explain that tawbah is such a thing that no matter where a person may be in his path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can be a beginner on the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can be midway in his path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he can be very advanced in his search and his connection and his path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wherever the person may be on this path, this tawbah is such a thing that anywhere he is, he requires tawbah. There are certain other qualities that if a person may be a beginner, then he requires it. As he progresses, then he's not in need of those things. Then he's past those stages. But tawbah is such a thing that a person can never pass that stage. Wherever he may be, however close he may be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he still has to make tawbah. And obviously, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who enjoyed the closest connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنِّي لَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ فِي الْيَوْمِ مِئَةَ مَرَّةٍ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, that I make istighfar and I make tawbah approximately 100 times a day. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making 100 times istighfar and tawbah, whereas Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sinless, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was absolutely innocent and free from sin, yet he is making tawbah so many times. Where do we feature? And how much more important it is for us to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person makes this his habit to ask Allah to forgive him, he makes his habit to make istighfar with sincerity. Again, not just a wazifa, but with sincerity, making istighfar. Then, as soon as his connection with Allah is breaking, he's reconnecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this person enjoys a very special connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the ulama say, At-ta'ibu habibullah, that person who makes tawbah, he becomes the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah blesses us with this opportunity. Let us capitalize on this opportunity, especially on this night. Sitting for a bayan in the masjid is just to motivate us, so that the rest of the night we can spend in ibadat and crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we explained, that tonight is double. It is Laylatul Jumu'ah, as well as the possibility of it being Laylatul Qadr. So we should exert ourselves, try the best that we can. If we are tired now, we take rest for some time, wake up early for sehri, and engage in salah, and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His forgiveness, and present all our needs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, this could be the turning point in our life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from among His obedient servants. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ سَيِّدِنَا وَمُولَانَا مُحَمَّدِ وَعَلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ.